Yeah, for media members on the line, just hit *1 if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock. Coach Laycock, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. You guys, Saturday overcome an early deficit, up 14-12 at the half, but come up a little short, 26-14 to Towson. Just give me your impressions on that game.
Well, yeah, we put ourselves in a hole right from the beginning, you know, the turnover and then the punt return. And, you know, that was pretty discouraging. But, our players didn't play like they were discouraged. They came back and kept playing and playing hard. And, I thought in the first half, we offensively moved the ball really well. Biggest problem was once on the 4th-and-1, we were unable to convert. That hurt us in the red zone. But, did all right the first half. Defensively, we played for the whole game. Defensively, I thought we played really well. I thought we played a good, solid game defensively. And, in the second half, the big interception that put him down there for another score, that was probably the turning point in the game. So, it was disappointing that we weren't able to hold that lead and continue to keep it going in the second half. And, you miss blocks and you drop passes and do things like that. That's going to happen. And Towson's a good team. They played hard.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Bosh.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. Was that probably the best that Funderburk has looked to you this year and maybe the most like he did a year ago?
Yeah. I still don't think he's back, Dave, to where he was a year ago now. But he did. That's what I've been saying. He's continued to get better and continue to get better, and he did better Saturday. Yeah, he looked more like himself running the ball and breaking some tackles Saturday. So that was good.
And you had quite a few plays of the 10, 11, 12, more than that, in the teens yards. Was that encouraging?
Yeah, considering what we had done other games, it was encouraging. You know, I got to look at small signs of encouragement, I guess, and that was, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, can you look back at Russ Huseman, the assistant at William & Mary, and what you saw in him and how he kept earning those promotions and what you think of the team he's got now?
Well, Russ was he was always a good coach. He always worked at it, and he always had a good rapport with the players. I don't know if the scout team players liked him a whole lot, but the ones that he coached liked him a lot, and he had a good rapport. He kept working at the game, and it was never much of a decision in regards to moving him up or promoting him and things like that. And then, when he went into the when I put him in the coordinator role, he really grasped that, and he really looked at ways in which he could improve as a coordinator. I was always impressed with that. He looked for areas in which he could be better at. He didn't just take it for granted that was what should happen to him, and he didn't just felt like it was owed to him. No, he looked to continue to earn that position, and he did a really, really good job, and he really ran the defense well. And then obviously he's gone on and done very, very well for himself. And they've got a very good team at Richmond. It's no question about that, and there's no question he's done an excellent job as a head coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Jerry, just one more on the offense. Tommy McKee gets a start second week in a row and starts out 10 for 11 and a touchdown, and also ran for a TD. And second week in a row, where, as you touched on with Dave, where you're moving the ball a little bit better. Do you feel like things are starting to make strides with him at quarterback?
We're taking small steps, but we're moving forward, yes. Tommy's still learning. He's still learning how to make decisions, or what decisions to make, or what to do in different situations. And he's not all perfect yet by any stretch. But I have seen some encouraging signs. I certainly have.
defensively, as you touched on, good enough to win probably 238 yards. You hold Towson to, and we've talked a lot about the guys on your defensive line, but one we haven't, the freshman Will Keeley, 6 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, and that sack. Where does he fit in on that good group of defensive linemen you have?
Well, yeah, Will played a lot more Saturday than in previous games, and really showed up well. I mean, he's been playing. That's a freshman that's been getting better and better each week, and you know, fortunately, he stayed relatively healthy. That's one of the things that you look at. You want to improve, but you can't improve unless you're practicing and playing. And he's been able to do that. And he's become even more than just playing the position. He's become more of a force there at the defensive line. And bad news is he's a freshman. The good news, he's a freshman. You know, we'll keep on going with him, hope he keeps on getting better.
Obviously, with Richmond on Saturday, you have the challenge of facing a senior quarterback in Kyle Lauletta. As you've played against him over the years, what makes him such a special player?
I really like him. I think he's a very poised quarterback. You know, you can look at mechanics on quarterbacks, and some of them are good, some of them bad, whatever like that. He's got good, very good mechanics, but he just has a way about himself so far as making decisions. And that's the thing I look at as a quarterback, is decision-making. And he makes good decisions, and it's very obvious that he's a very tough individual, not only physically but also mentally. And he's one of those guys, I enjoy watching him play. I enjoy watching film on him, to that extent. So that's a pretty good indicator of what I think of him.
You've been involved in a lot of these William & Mary and Richmond games. What makes it such a great rivalry?
Well, I think it's tradition. I mean, you can't manufacture tradition. You go back for years and years and years of playing this game, and it's always good, the fact that you have such a big game like this that falls at the end of your regular season. And as this case this year, neither team we'll be going postseason, but it's also a good culmination of the year, and bragging rights, trophy, all those kind of things play into it.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for the time this morning and all season long. Really appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank you.